Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Johnny in Nassau. Johnny says, my dad and I have a mobile bartending truck. I bought the truck and I restock the liquor for each event. My dad is a master bartender, so he expects to get 60% of our profits. He is more of an employee than an investor. Should I get more profit? Shouldn't I get more profit, he's asking.
Well, here's the deal. He's more of an employee than an investor. Mm-hmm. The problem you got is, without your daddy, you have no business. Because your father is the master bartender. Mm-hmm. All you probably know how to do is drive. We can get anybody to drive. So I think your father has you in a precarious position. I think you all should go 50-50. Yeah. If you put up all the money. But it sounds to me like you may have gotten some money from your father. Now, if you haven't gotten the money from your father and you put up all the money, that was your stake in it. He brings brand equity, years of know-how and knowledge in going into mixology. So now that comes with the price. But I think he realizes that without him, you have nothing except a truck with some liquor on it. So if you have already previously agreed to the 60-40, you have to pay it. If y'all ain't struck out yet and made $1, then it's time to negotiate. And y'all could meet in the middle. You think it ought to be 50-50. He think it's 65-40. Maybe he thinks it's 60-40. Maybe it could be 45-55. Meet in the middle. But you do need your daddy.
Okay.
Now, the way to make more money is to get a real fine chick that can bartend and cut your daddy out. And then he gonna flip that truck over and set it on fire. So you gonna work
that
from
you
that
bought.
Happy Nassau.
All right. Malika in Stockbridge says, I surprised my husband by coming home early from a bridal shower. I heard him tell someone on the phone that his wife will be gone till around 4 p.m., so he'd be free to talk until 4. He said it was his boss. Was he really working on a Saturday?
I don't know, lady. I don't know. I don't know. If he said it was his boss, if you didn't hear no female voice and, you know, all this here, I don't, why are you calling us? He told us, but he could talk to folks. Now, here's what you need to know is, when you came in, did the conversation end?
That's
if good. Wasn't no talking till 4.
The boss could be a female, though.
Yeah.
Well, if it's boss, then it's work-related. Yeah. Ta-da.
It was.
Sounds like it was female. That's why she was upset.
No, it don't sound like no female because she didn't say she said he was talking to someone. And when I walked, I heard him say he could talk to four. But now what she didn't say was when she came in, he hung up.
Yeah, she didn't say that.
Or did he go off somewhere else and take the phone call? Which was, you know, I don't talk business in front of my wife.
Why would she be upset? Why was she questioning him if she didn't think
y'all do that.
Something was kind
of
off.
No, yeah. Ain't no something is off. Y'all made it off. Y'all, first of all, you don't have all the information. All she said was, I heard him tell someone, my wife is a way I can talk to four.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She came in, he said it was his boss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which could have been a lie.
But how do you? But I mean,
but
what did he say?
You're right. No one.
It depends
knows.
On what she did. She overhear him saying, "Yeah, I like it when you rub my back." Now, then, what is your boss?
That's what she heard.
Now I'm saying, now, unless she heard that, Shirley,
right.
It's his boss.
I get what you're saying.
And y'all stop wrecking y'all's marriage when it don't have to be.
Mm. Okay. Oh. All right. Moving on.
Say that again.
Stay down, Junior. Stay down. Stay down. You're talking with a lot of emotion right now. You're gonna say something. You're gonna live to regret. Go ahead, Shirley.
He said live to Fainel, regret.
Fainel in Raleigh says, "My husband and I argue a lot, and when I tell my husband that what my mom said to me or about me, he'll stop talking to her for weeks. I told him to stop doing that. He said that I need to stop venting to him then. Who am I supposed to vent to then?"
Well, I mean, look, Fainel. Now, listen.
You love that name.
Fainel.
The way you said it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a combination of Faith and Nell Carter. She couldn't make up her name, who she wanted to make, name her baby after. So it was Fainel. That's very close to fatal. You know, like something was fatal. And then it they nailed it, so it was Fainel.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. You know, people just getting tired of hearing you complain, seem like to me. You know,
because if your mama, her husband.
Well, but everybody. Because her mama turned on and say something crazy about it, then she tell her husband, then the husband keeps speaking to the mama because he trying to side up with the wife, and now you want him to quit not talking to your mama. You came in and said that your mama said you're stupid and you act like a damn fool all the time, and now your husband going, "Damn, why you letting her talk to you like that?" Now he don't talk to her, now you mad at him. We can't get in this. Next question, Shirley.
Last one, Steve. Last one. All right, Jessica in the DMV writes, I got a speeding ticket and paid the fine, but I forgot to tell my husband. Our insurance increased by $89, and now he wants to restrict me to driving to work and for essential errands only for a while. Does the punishment match the crime?
I didn't know your husband could put you down for a punishment.
What is that about?
Where'd that come from? you can't drive no more except to work and necessary things. You're not driving no more. Does the punishment fit the crime? What?
Sit in the corner.
What kind of marriage is this? No, I can't go in there and tell my wife, you can't drive no more because you got a ticket.
Yeah.
What?
This is too much.
Man.
Get in the car fast enough.
Yeah.
I'm talking about be driving around this block so damn fast.
In his car, not even mine.
Tickets.
Uh-oh.
I drive down the street and find that sign that say speed trap.
You hear me?
Back
and
drive.
Forth.
All right. So, yeah, does the punishment fit the crime? This is crazy. Shouldn't be any punishment. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.